by these standards and the incredible effect of a rollback?
I was at the Department of Transportation working on climate and transportation issues, and so this is very devastating to me personally as well. Under the previous administration, we issued the strongest standards to reduce dependence of cars and trucks on fossil fuel, and this was saving people money at the pump. It was helping us with climate emissions reductions, and it was reducing toxic air pollution in communities. It was one of the strongest climate actions that this nation has taken, but now tomorrow it's expected to be announced that they're repealing those standards, and that's going to set us back. It's going to cost consumers more money, and it's really going to stifle innovation and our ability to meet the moment and reduce climate emissions.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local musician Nolan Hubbard and his teammate Cassidy Taylor called Birdie. Inspired by shared experiences of disconnection and isolation, the pair co-wrote the song virtually before coming together to record in person at Cassidy's home in Milton, Ontario, with Nolan traveling from Kingston. Produced and mixed by Nolan and mastered by Yanni Caldres, Birdie invites listeners into a space of heartbreak and healing. Cassidy's vocals float effortlessly over Nolan's signature lush guitar hooks, blending their distinct artistic voices into a story that feels deeply relatable. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Birdie by Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Bring things I do to you, seeing me see through. I like when you you bending over me.
You cheek to cheek
with me, my technique.
You feel so unique.
Come lean into me.
Breathing hush, hush, hush. I feel too much, feel it deepen. I'm gonna crush, crush, crush. You kiss me and I'm falling for the I'm not afraid. Breathing hush, hush, hush.
with your crew. I really wish I was going with you. Yeah, true, I don't know what I'm fighting for, but I've seen a thing or two and I'll keep a lookout. Tell me where you're going with your two men. Tell me where.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that was really good.
Not Sorry from Soft Cult. I love it. What else do we have?
Up next, we have some Pink Panthers.
So Pink Panthers, I like this song coming up, but I'm wondering if I'm going to continue to like Pink Panthers' song. She looks so cute at the Grammys, by the way.
Yeah, she did.
But then she surprises me because I was like, you know, in 2024, I'm like, I think I know Pink Panthers. I don't think I need any more. And then Is This Illegal came out. I'm like, I want more Pink Panthers. So long game.
She's one of those artists who like I don't really actively listen to, but for some reason I know all the lyrics to her songs.
It's kind of nice, like that. Maybe she'll get like 20 years of a career out of that.
Yeah.
Because it won't bother us that much. It's like yeah, this is comfortable to me. I enjoy it. We also played in that last set Annabelle Chairlegs with Patty Get Your Gun, and then Forever Factory. We were talking about them.
Yeah, Forever Factory. They're brand new artists. We played their song Absence, which actually I don't know if it's one person or a band, but I'm gonna say they because it sounds like a band.
Because they're so new.
Yeah, but Absence is their first release ever. I discovered them through the A-List, I believe.
Excellent. The A-List is the EH list from Explain Magazine.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how much we love it off the air. Like, it's really helpful if you want to stay in touch.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to stay in the loop on, like new Canadian artists, it's brilliant. Like, I've discovered so many artists through there that I've, like, absolutely loved that, like, otherwise I might not have tapped into.
And these are artists sometimes that might roll through town, like even as a sporting band for somebody. And, and you know, they're trying to get noticed and they're out there touring and we want to support. So, yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I was noticing, too, on our local scene right now, we got a student band that's playing back-to-back nights starting tonight.
Yeah.
Dutch Baby. Get some sleep. Oh, my God.
No, seriously.
I just want to just say, like, they've got a packed schedule. They're going to be playing at Clark tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They're playing tonight with the Bends, Guitars and Bars. That's what they're doing.
Nice.
Who's ready for Guitars and Bars? And then the following night, they got a free show at the Merchant, and they're going to be playing with Johnson Street. Gee, I wonder if that's a Kingston band. Yes.
Uh-huh.
But also, this was the one I was pretty excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out.
Prom at the Mansion.
We got to get these guys in. Okay, so
100%.
We're going to get them in the Thursday before that. They don't even know it yet.
Yeah.
They don't even know it yet.
But they will be here.
Okay, so Last Call, Dutch Baby, Naked by Nine, and LHRK.
Yeah.
So these are the bands on campus right now that I think they kind of are right now where we are at. So, yeah, we're going to get in touch with them. But they're having a prom at the Mansion on February 28th, and it looks like tickets are $10. I think your prom was a lot more expensive than that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, bouncelife.com, you can check that out. But, oh, my God, I want more details on that. Anyway,
no, seriously.
Dutch Baby's out there doing the work. And I think they even have new songs, too. So, anyway. Oh, we want to play? We almost played from yesterday. We're going to play it.
My bad.
It's okay. Also, just want a big shout out to Black Dog Hospitality. They are the sponsor of the Indie Wake Up Call Thursday morning. So thank you for all that. Anyway,
let me do an ASMR. Thank you, Black Dog Hospitality.
My God. They're just doing it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the Grammys a little bit more later on in the show. But yeah, we've got some good things happening. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to see the Shitty Beatles at the Bloom Factory on Saturday, I believe.
They're so good. Mm-hmm. That's what's funny about their name. And I think a lot of Beatles fans show up to just sort of, I don't know, fact check them, but like, you know, Beatles fans are going to be a Beatle fan.
Yeah.
And they're just maybe checking it all out. But it's fun, too. Like, who doesn't like to do that? And again, Broom Factory, you get the kids running around.
Yep.
So wholesome.
No, seriously, I'm excited.
Have we had this discussion about who your favorite Beatle is? Because it's kind of a test with me.
Yeah. Listen, I've listened to the Beatles, obviously, like, growing up, like, my parents,
everybody,
whatever.
Right? Yeah.
And, like, you know, I like the Beatles, but my two of my best friends at Queens are, like, die-hard Beatles fans. Like, die-hard.
They exist.
And, yeah.
Of all eight, like, 10-year-olds are out there like that right now. They keep coming up.
Personally, my favorite is George Harrison.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his solo album coming out of the breakup was probably the best of the first round. Definitely. Like, What Is My Life? Like, oh, my God. Beautiful stuff there.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
It's Paul. Everybody who listens to this show.
That's
no,
true.
It's Paul. I love Paul so much. Sir Paul. Did not go see him. I have friends who did go and spend the money to go see him. And they're like, you know what? It was like almost 4 hours long. And it feels like I still should have paid him more money. It was that good. I'm like, no. Oh, my God. Yeah. So anyway, am I a huge Beatles fan? Like, I'm not one of those crazy people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, me
I
either.
Actually love me some Wings, frankly.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that
Wings. Yes.
Linda, rest in peace. Anyway, all the stuff. But yeah, you're going to have a good time.
I am. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Well, the reason I found out is because I was walking downtown with my friend who's like a diehard Beatles fan. And she was like, who's playing at the Broom Factory?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think they do outfit changes. I might be wrong about that. I would want that.
Oh, my God. I'm
I would
so
want
excited.
That. I don't know. Now I'm saying something that I don't know. I'm just manifesting it for you. Possibly.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Why don't we dig into that a little bit before I start saying things off the cuff? But it wouldn't be the Indy Wake Up Call Live Thursday if I didn't just, you know, spew stuff out.
Start talking.
Fact check later.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Oh, I want to play some Alex Cuba in the set, too, because he's playing the Spire. And if you're feeling cold, he's gonna do the job of making sure that you're happy and all warmed up, because we're going to just play something off his new album, too. We're so fortunate to have Alex come through Kingston a lot. And he has a pretty loyal fan base. But just in case you're wondering, he'll be at the Spire this weekend, too. So we'll do some
exciting.
Of that.
Exciting.
All right. So anyway, let's have another set of music while we just drink more of our coffee here.
All right.
Good morning.
Digo que es así que al final la campana suena,
y suena.
un parte de tu vida saber vivir. Suma todo tu corazón a los momentos. Suma todo tu resta vez. Aquello que a tu verdad no ha de servir. Multiplicando lo que te diga el sentimiento. Así tú resolviendo el tiempo para vivir. Para vivir. Resolviendo el tiempo para vivir. Y dice: para vivir tengo el amor. Las cosas buenas busco yo del dolor. Me olvido para seguir. Con la ilusión voy a elegir amarlo todo.
Pronounce. Trust, baby, trust, just myself in my seat.
so good. We're having a good morning. I hope everybody out there is having a good morning listening to the Indie Wake Up Call.
Indie Wake Up Call.
Oh, I see. We do have some Grammy performers coming up in this next set. So thoughts on the Grammys? Because, you know, a lot of people know I hate watch the Grammys because it often goes so south. And I do get sleepy, too. I feel that there should be, you know, the in memoriam stuff they do. They did. I think they kind of did a cool job with it this year. Although I was asleep by the time they did, though.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I think that should be a separate show.
Yeah, I agree.
Could it be a separate show? Like, can we just celebrate what happened in 2025 and then maybe have a separate show? But I guess you would never get all those people together again.
That's true.
Anyway, I was saying Lauryn Hill, who, anyone who's Gen X out there, you know what I'm about to say. Like, that album, like, it still makes me weep. Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, so much, like, in, I always say albums are in my top five, but yes, it's going back
genuinely.
Up.
Genuinely.
It's so good, and I think we all remember when she actually was at the Grammys. I think she was 23, Zion was like a baby.
Wow.
And she cleaned up, like, she kind of had her Billie Eilish 17, like, moment where Lauryn just kept coming up getting the trophies. We were like, oh my God, she doesn't need the Fugees anymore. This is going to be an amazing 20 years. And then, no, it was not. It was not. It was not. And even, like, 10 years ago when she was out again, like, doing Rock the Bells and all the things, all those original fans were like, yeah, let's go see Lauryn Hill. It's going to be great. It was terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Unfortunately.
So bad. Like, doesn't like her fans. Was horrible to the bandmates that she brought it. Like, I saw it with my own eyes because I was an idiot and bought tickets and went, and it was like, you know, I could hear people rumbling saying she didn't make it to sound check, and it was so apparent, and she kind of messes with all the songs, and you couldn't sing along, like, almost on purpose she would make it so, like, I don't know, I want to sing along.
Yeah, I mean, why not go
so
to a show
bad.
If you're not going to sing
so
your heart out?
It was so bad. Like, it just seemed like she was so mad, and this is someone who, I just love that album. Did I not watch the clip of her at the Grammys? And it was fire.
So phenomenal.
It was a tribute to D'Angelo mostly. But she did Roberta Flack as well, which is obviously Killing Me Softly. That's the original singer of it. But all these, and they did have a lot of artists come out and do it. And it was so good. It was so good.
So good, yeah.
So I'm back in.
I know. I'm happy. I mean, like, I feel like the award shows, like, as I was saying earlier, especially since COVID, like, the award shows, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, all of it, like, it's been a little but I feel like slowly we're coming.
Well, I mean, it's subjective, right? Like, who are the people that decide why is Wildflower a song from 2025? Why is Messy a song from 2025 when they were songs that we fully enjoyed in 2024? I don't know how things work.
Yeah, I mean, Wildflower is even older than that. Like, I was listening to that.
It was Hit Me Hard and Soft, right?
In grade 12, and I'm almost done, like, second year uni.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why is this winning Grammy now? I don't know, but,
She got nothing last year, so maybe, again, you know, it's a club, right? I don't know. I was happy to see the Marías get to play live on stage. That was really good, fun stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's all going to be subjective, and some people went one that I didn't think would win, and it was really...
Jelly Roll won a Grammy?
Yeah. There's that country thing. Like, they don't give out rock or alternative awards on the live broadcast anymore, but there's, like, a large chunk for country. I guess that's what it is. Here's someone who did a great job and won New Artist of the Year. Olivia Dean. This is from the soundtrack of that movie. Not movie. It's a TV show called This Town. It's in England. It's good.
'cause I know that when you're dead, you're gone.